If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Okay, let's go for drive moment.
Let's save
us from lobbying.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a big one, Nale.
This one is going to be a big one. Is a happy relationship possible? Hold up. It doesn't end there. If a woman earns more than her male partner, obviously, we had to go to the Americas, the Americans, because they are very good when it comes to doing service and research. So, according to various studies in the U.S., wives or female partners who earn more than their male husband's partners pay a high price for bringing the bread home. That's what Americans say, ne? When someone is a breadwinner, bringing the bread home. So, what is a breadwinner wife? Well, breadwinner wives are wives in marriages where they are the sole breadwinner or earn significantly higher than their male partners, right? And I think another question that I should ask is, what is the breadwinner wife penalty? But there's a penalty. So the personal cost to happiness that women and their relationship suffers if she earns more than her partner. So research studies have shown 4 distinct penalties that couples with breadwinner wives face. I think we as a team will go with whatever we think we are most passionate about amongst these four factors. Mina, personally, I believe that it can work. Mm. Whether the woman is more making more money than a man, it can work.
Yeah.
But it also boils down to 2 things. If the man is able to deal with it, as a man, you're told you should fend for your family. Do you know how are you going to feel when your woman makes more money than you? Number 2, if your woman does not have a chip on her shoulder, you know, at the end of the month, says, "Oh, yeah, hey, tenga ukudla kwezinja sikhumba. Ukudla kwe Bruno ngithi." That's all.
Yeah.
Bruno, and then mina, I'll pay for the rest. Ipondi,
your car,
your nemoto yaku, name patla zaku.
Your ego has been knocked, da. Every time she mentions, don't worry, Eki, I'm going to say, important. That means, isn't done zenza imina ngemali yami le 4.5 azikho important.
School fees abantwana,
medical aid,
policies, etc., etc.
Pouring petrol in your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it would work if umuntu oshade naye is not someone okubaliselayo. Yangithola.
Yeah.
When she does things for you, she's doing it as a breadwinner, because she's the one that can do these things. She's not going to say at the end of the month, "Oh, upiza yaphitizela ngemoto yami neyithelwe yimi petrol." You understand what I'm saying? Upiza ngiyakufonela ubambe ifone nifone yakho nibhadalwa yimi. If those are not the issues with the family, then she can.
Yeah.
She can take care of the things siberite and communicate proper and not in a way guti yena she has more money than me.
Yeah.
So also when you are going out and you are told what to wear. Yeah, kumbela le top ngatengela yona e Dubai.
Yes, in yo, Glenn. Yo.
But here's the reality. You know where I think the insecurity really comes from?
Yes, yes.
It comes from also men that are wealthy and are breadwinners and how they treat their spouses. And I do think that insecurity, when the tables have turned, is very high. Because when I was saying, no mobile said. What's it about? The whole day in our cleaning, you know what kind of breadwinner you are. So when the woman is now a breadwinner, you are just thinking of, oh my God, am I now going to be given my own medicine? And it's tough to swallow. It really is. I do think it can work.
Yeah.
If there's kindness.
Yeah, and respect.
If there is respect.
Yeah.
If there's maturity.
Because, Mina, I've always said, you know, life changes every day. You never
Absolutely.
Know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Sure.
If I'm making 200K, right, and my partner is making 20,000K, I should not look down on her, because one day I will appreciate the 20,000 rand she makes once I'm unemployed.
Absolutely.
And I don't have a job, because they say the wheel turns.
It's all forever.
You know? Especially if it's someone that you live with this person. So you need to be very careful about the things that you say and the things that you do, because you will pay the price. Our home society more money than you.
And the trust now gets in because you made a mistake. I need to go to Cape Town in Spain.
And I get it was about another thinking, perceptions, Kumba. If you guys are worried about what the public is saying, your immediate family is saying, your immediate community is saying, you are going to struggle.
Yeah, of course.
Because people will call you names for being, quote unquote, house husband or the one that earns less in the family. Because what Mona Raiman, wife is making moves, you know?
Yeah.
And they see that when you come back home, far quicker, because but you didn't have a guys, you know. But if you are not secure in the decision to support your wife, because in this partnership, she's the one that can potentially bring more bacon at home.
Yeah, it's true. And not everything boils down to money, but we love money.
Of course.
I think sometimes when you have a partner who supports you with the kids, who does this, who can wash dishes, who can clean this, you actually don't appreciate them that much until they're gone, because you're focusing on the money, that they're not bringing the money. Sifuni mali skumba.
Yeah, he's over Zima.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you want?
What are we doing on our drive moment before I can chill out?
So, female partners that earn more, do they pay a high price for bringing the bread home? And maybe you are that female and you've paid a hefty, hefty price. Please let us know on 063-688-0959. You can also give us a call on 086-000-0959.
I personally think it takes a matured woman to make such a marriage work. And it takes umuntu wesifazane ofundisekile. For me, I've been married for 10 years. My husband hasn't been working for 9 years. And go right to such an extent that mina my kids think ubaba uyo nemali. When we go out, ikhadi liguye makubhatalwa uyo obhatalayo. So ayekho uzosho ukuthi imali yami ikhadi lami, he just swipes. Or whenever we do groceries, uyo uzokhipa ikhadi lami. So I guess kuya ngokuthi ufundiswe kanjani.
Wow, sister.
Sure. Yeah.
Very interesting. Okay. But that's what I said earlier on, that, you know, you may have the money, but you might find that your partner plays a very crucial
role
in the home.
Yeah.
You know, which is something that we forget as a people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we always think money is king. You know, money is king.
Leave a comment.
WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
And we're talking about something very interesting this afternoon. Is a happy relationship possible if a woman earns more than her male partner? You know, guys, there's nothing like, you know, as long as the relationship is okay, there's no judging, ne? There's nothing like ukudla imali yomfazi, guys. Hayi ngitshana lo nje chalta musadi, guys. Imnati. Imnati, like, guys. Imnandi bakuthengele impahla, imoto, ama watch. Guys, you are missing. Emma restaurant in, you just fold your arms.
Glenn, can I tell you something?
You fold. Yeah, it's the best thing ever.
Exactly.
If you're a man and you feel insecure, Shem, I feel sorry for you. Or your woman is making more money than you, eh?
Yeah, that's exactly how we feel. And it also feels like I fail.
Yeah.
So kaikopa all month long.
Yes, 100%. Because I go out a lot at places like Jemeli. You'll see. I hear guys saying, "Oh, nugupi, oh nzaufiga." Okay, didn't order lentonia.
Yeah.
Ooh. Champagne or something. Just organize 3 champagnes and 3 bottles of champagne and organize the hablis there. They'll tell you what they want to eat when they get here. Guys.
The bubbles go down
pure
gold.
Nonsense.
I mean, guys, I've been there, done that, and got a crown for that. So I don't think I'll do that anymore. You're going to say, hey, I earn more. I support you. Ha! Masu Sebenzala. izinto ziyachinja. Yo, angisayenzi leyo. I love you with my heart, not my money anymore.
Yeah, I think it's very possible. I just feel that as men, we might maybe frown upon it or whatever because of our egos. We're just driven by egos and we feel like less of a man because the wife is bringing home the bacon. Or maybe we feel intimidated by your partner or the relationship. But it shouldn't be that way. I mean, she's bringing home money, more money. It means that we have more money, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's very possible. Yeah, I would love to find someone who gets paid more than I do.
I think it can definitely work, especially if there's an open line of communication in Tonipo and just, you know, getting the reasoning behind it. Because sometimes you'd find, Guti, I'm willing to take the risk of, or we rather agree as a partnership, Guti, I must take the risk of taking a higher paying job, even though I'll be homeless. But because we know, Guti, my chances as a woman, as a black woman in a certain industry are higher and my earning potential is higher than with yours, that you've probably reached the roof because of maybe what you've studied or maybe your career path, et cetera, or even, you know, the company that you're working for. So it would make more sense for me as the other person to earn more.
Yeah, we are with you there, lady. Yeah, some of us, we've reached the roof already. So what are the chances? Oh, really?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Hi. Le angeke izilunge. Umama lethi bacon endlini ubaba ahleli. Ha angeke kulunge. Cela nimcabange uWendy Williams lo kwakuyi talk show host ukuthi indoda yayimenzani. Asebenza nzima umntana abantu kodwa indoda ingenandaba naye. Thatha imali, thengele girlfriend izinto, yenza yonke into ngemali kaWendy Williams. Nala eSouth Africa baningi abanjalo. Angeke ilunge bafowethu.
A happy relationship is possible, man. I mean, for a while, it's been my lady has been making more money than I do. At some point, I even lost my job and she took care of me. I never felt like less of a man. Even now, she still makes more money than me. I contribute what I can, but she still treats me like a man.
That I completely agree with.
Because this money thing is, sometimes can be, you can simplify it, you know, that you are earning 120K and your husband is earning 60,000. All you do is look at your needs in the house. Like, okay, how much do we pay for this and how much do we pay for that? Whatever he contributes, when he makes his own contribution, maybe you both bring 30,000 rand each and you spend this 60,000 rand. What's left belongs to you. You can still keep it. It's still your money.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Uncle, I'm going to save 20,000 every month.
It's been years, but creative is anjin. I don't have hire someone who has anjin. Young into my tiles, it does everything. And I'm so happy alone to live. Ukuthi ang le mali esiyitholayo iyasizama kukho konke, but wenza yonke into. Painting akatswafi, ngisho njalo umuntu ongatswafi o-creative kuyo yonke into. So money is not everything, but sengiyasho ukuthi nje esikhathini esiningi wenza yonke into, iyasiza.
It reminds me 10 years back I was earning the same amount le my ex-girlfriend, ne? And then a few months later she got a better job, better offer. Mara no, a few months later every time we have an argument ukare, hey Mara, why are you, since I'm earning more, when are you always like starting arguments. I swear to God, it was never about money. It was just stupid arguments we usually have. Mara, she will make it about money. So very few partners will never put it in your face like that. Because now eventually when I earn more than her later that year, or I think a year later, I'll suddenly I say, arguments are normal arguments.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kwamoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.